Simone de Beauvoir is a pivotal figure in philosophy, particularly known for her profound contributions to existentialism and feminist thought. Active in the mid-20th century, she is best recognized for her seminal work, The Second Sex, which has deeply influenced discussions around gender, identity, and freedom. In this episode, we will delve into Beauvoir's central ideas and explore how they resonate with contemporary issues, as well as the criticisms that have emerged around her philosophy. At the heart of Beauvoir's moral philosophy is her existentialist belief in the primacy of individual freedom and the responsibilities that come with it. This perspective is shaped by her view that existence precedes essence, a fundamental tenet of existentialism. Beauvoir argued that individuals are not born with a predetermined nature. Instead, they create their essence through actions and choices. This framework leads us to her famous assertion that one is not born, but rather becomes a woman. In The Second Sex, she illustrates how society imposes definitions of femininity and masculinity, and how these social constructs restrict the freedom of individuals, particularly women. One of Beauvoir's core arguments in The Second Sex focuses on the myth of woman. She critiques the idea that femininity is a fixed natural status, instead suggesting that it is a role crafted by patriarchal culture. For instance, she discusses how conceptions of women as the other serve to define men as the norm. This binary system allows for the justification of gender inequalities, sidelining women's voices and experiences. Beauvoir argues for the rejection of this myth, encouraging individuals to recognize the fluidity of identity and explore the potential for different ways of being. Let's consider how Beauvoir's philosophy applies to modern situations. In politics, the conversation around gender representation is one clear example. As nations around the world grapple with issues of equality and representation, Beauvoir's insights challenge the systemic structures that often leave women and marginalized groups underrepresented. The calls for gender parity in leadership roles can be seen as a direct response to her assertion that the framework of the other must be dismantled. In the realm of personal ethics, Beauvoir's emphasis on freedom intersects with issues of consent and autonomy in relationships. In an age where discussions around sexual consent have gained significant prominence, her arguments against oppressive social norms provide valuable context. Beauvoir speaks to the importance of mutual recognition in relationships, arguing that both parties must acknowledge each other's autonomy and freedom. This notion resonates with modern awareness of consent as foundational to interpersonal interactions, underscoring the continuing relevance of Beauvoir's insights. In healthcare ethics, Beauvoir's ideas instruct us on the ethical treatment of patients, acknowledging their humanity and autonomy. When considering issues like reproductive rights, it is vital to reflect on how societal narratives around femininity can shape women's experiences with healthcare. Beauvoir's work prompts us to advocate for policies and practices that respect women's autonomy over their bodies and lives, thus fostering a new approach to healthcare that honors the individuality and freedom of all patients. However, while Beauvoir's work is celebrated, it is not immune to criticisms. Critics have pointed out that her focus on gender may overlook the intersections of race, class, sexuality, and other forms of identity. In her emphasis on women's liberation as rooted in existential freedom, some argue that Beauvoir has a tendency to universalize women's experiences, which may not be the case for women from different backgrounds. Later feminist thinkers, such as bell hooks and Kimberly Crenshaw, have expanded upon and critiqued Beauvoir's framework, emphasizing the importance of intersectionality. They argue that a single-axis approach to gender does not capture the complexity of identity and social justice. In response, contemporary feminist theory often seeks to incorporate various identities into discussions on equality, thus enriching the landscape Beauvoir set out to navigate. To connect Beauvoir's ideas back to the broader Western moral tradition, we can see threads of her philosophy in the work of earlier existentialists like Jean-Paul Sartre, her partner, as well as in later thinkers like Judith Butler. Sartre's notion of radical freedom and personal responsibility resonates with Beauvoir's notion of existential feminism. Butler, on the other hand, builds on Beauvoir's distinctions by exploring gender performativity, arguing that gender is not merely a role, but an ongoing performance shaped by societal expectations. Reflecting on Beauvoir's ideas invites us into a dialogue about our own lives, urging us to consider how freedom and identity shape our personal choices. In a world where social constructions continue to dictate our roles, how do we assert our individuality and navigate our relationships with one another? How do we ensure that freedom is not just a theoretical concept, but a lived reality for every person, regardless of their background or identity? By engaging with these questions, we can begin to apply Beauvoir's existentialist framework in our own lives, fostering deeper understandings of freedom, choice, and moral responsibility in the complex web of human experience. As we unpack more of her thoughts and arguments, we will uncover how deeply intertwined her ideas are with the world we inhabit today. Continuing with this exploration, let us delve deeper into specific arguments and applications of Beauvoir's philosophy, as well as the criticisms and dialogues it has inspired in modern moral philosophy. Simone de Beauvoir's exploration of the power dynamics embedded within society took shape through her conception of the self and the other. One of her significant contributions is her critique of the dichotomy of subject and object. In her examination of women's roles in society, she posits that women have often been relegated to the status of the other, defined in relation to men who serve as the norm or the self. This objectification of women not only diminishes their freedom, but also reinforces a system that normalizes male dominance. Within this framework, men are positioned as the active subjects, those who define reality and establish norms, while women are molded as passive objects, defined by those norms. Consequently, Beauvoir argues that this binary system fails not just women, but humanity as a whole, as it limits the spectrum of human experience. To illustrate this argument further, consider the construction of gender identities in the media today. The hyperfeminization of women in advertisements, television, and film often reinforces stereotypes that portray women in a subordinate light, emphasizing beauty and submission over competence and agency. Beauvoir's insights encourage us to critically engage with these representations and to challenge the narratives that position individuals primarily as reflections of societal ideals. By fostering awareness of this objectification, an individual can begin reclaiming their identity, promoting a more authentic existence free from imposed definitions. Beauvoir also tackled the philosophical implications of love and relationships, which she examined with an existential lens. In her view, the essence of love should be rooted in mutual recognition and respect, where both partners acknowledge one another's freedom and individuality. Yet, she acknowledged the challenges involved in achieving this ideal. Relationships can often devolve into power struggles, where one partner attempts to dominate the other, perpetuating inequality and oppression. This dynamic can illustrate modern ethical dilemmas concerning consent and autonomy in romantic relationships. In the context of contemporary discussions around dating culture and the notions of toxic masculinity and feminist ethics of care, Beauvoir's perspective provides an essential foundation. Critics of certain aspects of dating, such as the practice of ghosting or manipulative behavior in relationships, can find in Beauvoir a call to action. Her insistence on mutual recognition questions the ethics of casual relationships that disregard the autonomy and feelings of the other. By actively recognizing the humanity and freedom of others in our relationships, we can build a foundation for deeper, more responsible interactions that honor the individuality of each partner. Another major pillar of Beauvoir's philosophy is her analysis of motherhood and the role of women as caretakers, which she discusses thoughtfully in The Second Sex. She advocates for a more nuanced understanding of motherhood, recognizing it as often being a role shaped by societal expectations rather than a biological imperative. Beauvoir suggests that while motherhood can enrich a woman's experience, women must not be confined to this role alone. The freedom to make choices, whether to embrace motherhood, to pursue a career, or to seek both, should be rooted in personal desire and context rather than imposed expectations. In contemporary ethical discussions surrounding parental leave, reproductive rights, and societal support for mothers, Beauvoir's ideas resonate profoundly. The push for shared parental responsibilities is a direct response to her assertion about the necessity of dismantling restrictive roles in family dynamics. By advocating for policies that equally distribute caregiving, society can recognize that a diverse approach to family life respects the freedom and individuality of all parents, regardless of gender. This consideration helps pave the way for a more equal recognition of both roles and allows individuals to define their paths without conforming to traditional expectations. Yet, Beauvoir's framework is not without limitations. Some critics contend that her existentialist approach, which emphasizes individual freedom and choice, can overshadow structural inequalities faced by different groups. In arguing for a universal female experience, Beauvoir may, at times, neglect the specific challenges encountered by women of various racial, class, and cultural backgrounds. Intersectional feminist thinkers have since critiqued her work, emphasizing that one's experience of identity is not solely shaped by gender, but is also heavily influenced by race, class, sexuality, and other factors. Philosophers like Patricia Hill Collins and Kimberly Crenshaw have highlighted how Beauvoir's analysis can inadvertently simplify the multifaceted realities of womanhood. Crenshaw's notion of intersectionality argues that social categorizations do not operate independently of one another. Rather, they intersect to create unique modes of discrimination and privilege. This critique suggests that understanding gender cannot be achieved without simultaneously considering race, class, sexuality, and the interplay of these various identities. Beauvoir's focus on existential choice in the feminist liberation narrative thus invites critique regarding its universalism, a call that encourages future feminist discourse to embrace a more nuanced, multidimensional understanding of identity. Despite these critiques, Beauvoir's philosophical contribution remains central in discussions of moral responsibility and human freedom. Her insistence that one must take actions to define their essence aligns with the ideas of moral agents who choose to affirm their identities amid societal constraints. This moral agency connects her with earlier thinkers like Immanuel Kant, who emphasized the importance of autonomy and moral duty. Kant's commitment to treating individuals as ends in themselves dovetails with Beauvoir's idea of recognizing others' freedom. Both thinkers advocate for the moral imperative of acknowledging the intrinsic worth of individuals, which serves as a foundation for ethical interactions. Moreover, Beauvoir's legacy has continued to influence later feminist philosophers such as Judith Butler, who further develops the idea of identity as fluid rather than fixed. Butler's concept of gender performativity extends Beauvoir's arguments, suggesting that gender is not something one is, but something one does. In this sense, gender is a performance shaped by societal expectations rather than a predetermined essence. This approach deepens the discussion about identity and freedom, highlighting how our understanding of self is continually constructed and reconstructed within societal contexts. In reflecting upon Beauvoir's philosophy, we might consider how her assertions apply to our own lives. In an era where identities are still often shaped by external expectations, how can we strive to assert our individual choices? In navigating our relationships, whether in personal or professional realms, Beauvoir's emphasis on mutual recognition invites us to engage authentically with others, respecting their autonomy while asserting our own. Furthermore, as current societal dialogues challenge traditional norms around sex, gender, and family, Beauvoir's call for dismantling restrictive social roles remains ever relevant. In navigating ethical dilemmas at work, in relationships, or as members of society, Beauvoir's ideas urge us to reflect on the responsibilities that accompany our freedom. This awareness can guide us toward embracing both our complexities and vulnerabilities as we traverse the nuances of moral existence. Her philosophy highlights the ongoing struggle for authentic existence and identity, a journey that each of us undertakes, influenced by the societal constructs around us. As you ponder these questions, consider the multifaceted dimensions of freedom and autonomy in your life. How can Beauvoir's insights guide your interactions, decisions, and ethical dilemmas in a world that continues to grapple with the implications of identity? Her work encourages a deeper analysis, not only of one's position within societal frameworks, but also a broader understanding of how we can collectively contribute to a more equitable and liberated society. By engaging with Beauvoir's philosophical legacy, we deepen our understanding of our interconnected identities and responsibilities in a world shaped by constant change and negotiation. Continuing with the exploration of Simone de Beauvoir's moral philosophy, we can further unravel the complexity of her thought by considering her relationship to ethics and existential groundedness, as well as how her ideas facilitate contemporary dialogues about identity and societal structures. One of the particularly influential aspects of Beauvoir's writings is her concept of moral ambiguity, which she depicts as a central component of human existence. As she argues, life is replete with choices that often involve conflicting values and responsibilities. Unlike traditional moral philosophies that emphasize absolute rules and clear-cut definitions of right and wrong, Beauvoir's existentialist approach pushes us to confront the existential dilemmas we face. Her assertion highlights that ethical decision-making frequently occurs within the realm of uncertainty, where individuals must navigate not only their desires and ambitions, but also their relationships with others. This acknowledgement of moral ambiguity serves as a foundation for an ethics grounded in personal responsibility, informing how we consider our obligations to ourselves and to one another. To unpack this complexity, Beauvoir's ethics can be assessed against modern scenarios that illustrate the impact of moral ambiguity on individual choices. For instance, consider the ongoing debates surrounding climate change and personal consumer choices. In a society increasingly aware of environmental degradation, individuals are often faced with ethical decisions that weigh personal convenience against collective responsibility. An ethical approach informed by Beauvoir would encourage individuals to recognize that their choices carry moral weight. The decision to engage in sustainable consumption practices is not merely a personal preference, but a reflection of one's ethical commitments to the wider community and future generations. This recognition mobilizes a sense of moral responsibility rooted in freedom, urging individuals to choose actions that promote both their desires and the welfare of others. In this context, Beauvoir's emphasis on authenticity becomes vital. She insists that individuals must confront and embrace their freedom, especially in situations that demand personal sacrifice for the greater good. This brings us back to the interplay between the self and the other. Engaging with moral choices necessitates a reflection on how our actions affect the lives of those around us. By choosing to prioritize environmental sustainability, for example, individuals embody the ethical agency, stressing the interconnectedness of human lives while confronting the identity-bound choices they make daily. Another powerful facet of Beauvoir's moral philosophy is her examination of the concept of freedom as a responsibility. This is particularly crucial in the context of social justice and activism. Beauvoir asserts that true freedom is not merely an individual pursuit of pleasure or self-fulfillment. Rather, it involves an obligation to fight against oppression and advocate for the freedom of others. This relational understanding of freedom emphasizes that one's liberation is a collective endeavor. To live authentically and freely is to be engaged in the struggles faced by others. The implications of this idea can be seen within contemporary social movements, such as Black Lives Matter or the fight for LGBTQ+ rights. An ethical stance influences individuals to extend their struggles beyond personal grievances to encompass collective liberation. Here, Beauvoir's philosophy serves as a call to recognize that one's freedom exists within a web of interdependence. By standing in solidarity with marginalized groups, individuals enact Beauvoir's notion of mutual recognition, fostering the understanding that personal liberation is inextricably linked to the freedom of those around them. Equally, the application of Beauvoir's philosophy within the sphere of law raises intriguing questions. Consider the intersectionality of freedom and legal rights when assessing issues such as affirmative action. Beauvoir's framework encourages us to interrogate how laws perpetuate or dismantle systems of oppression. While traditional legal philosophy often emphasizes neutral, objective rules, Beauvoir's insights into the situatedness of identity prompt us to examine how certain laws can reinforce existing social hierarchies or fail to recognize the complexities of individual experiences. For instance, affirmative action policies can be viewed through the lens of Beauvoirian ethics as an attempt to recognize the historical legacies of exclusion and constraint that disproportionately affect marginalized communities. The acknowledgement of past injustices provides a framework for enacting laws that facilitate equity rather than simply treating individuals with an apparent impartiality that neglects systemic disparities. By utilizing Beauvoir's philosophical principles, contemporary discussions about justice and legislation can pivot towards a more holistic understanding of freedom, demanding that legal frameworks evolve alongside societal transformations. Nevertheless, Beauvoir's ethical framework meets challenges in addressing the question of cultural relativism. Critics argue that her philosophical focus on universal freedoms may inadvertently disregard distinctly different cultural practices and values that shape individual identities. Critics highlight that the call for liberation must carefully navigate the complexities of culture and community while advocating for universal rights. This tension raises crucial dialogues about how to create a framework that respects diversity while pursuing equality. Subsequent feminist theorists have engaged with these tensions, seeking to expand upon Beauvoir while addressing cultural considerations. Thinkers such as Chandra Mohani have brought forth the need for a transnational feminist perspective that considers the varied experiences of women in different cultural contexts. This approach argues that feminist critiques must remain sensitive to cultural differences, advocating for local agency rather than imposing external standards of liberation. By balancing Beauvoir's universal principles with the demands for cultural respect, contemporary feminist theory strives for a more nuanced understanding of identity, autonomy, and ethics. Exploring the theme of motherhood further illuminates Beauvoir's contributions and offers additional context for evaluating critiques of her work. In her analysis of motherhood, Beauvoir explores how societal narratives can impose specific expectations on women, potentially limiting their choices. While she acknowledges that motherhood can be a source of fulfillment, she insists it should never define a woman's entire identity. This nuanced understanding is particularly relevant in discussions surrounding parental rights and work-life balance today. Take, for example, the contemporary debates over maternity and paternity leave in various countries. Beauvoir's insight encourages us to think critically about how these policies can either support or constrain individuals' choices as they navigate family and career aspirations. The push for equitable parental leave that recognizes both mothers and fathers emphasizes the understanding that caregiving is a shared responsibility. Scenarios where men take paternity leave without stigma and women are supported in their career endeavors represent the kind of shifts Beauvoir would advocate, a move away from restrictive cultural norms towards a model of freedom that respects individual choices while promoting collective welfare. Moments of motherhood also interlink with discussions about reproductive rights, where Beauvoir's philosophy remains profoundly relevant. The contemporary discourse around access to reproductive health care emphasizes autonomy in decision-making, a principle central to Beauvoir's ethical framework. The right to choose when and how to conceive is not merely a personal matter. It reflects a broader struggle for women's autonomy in shaping their own lives. By standing against the politicization of women's bodies, the push for reproductive rights mirrors Beauvoir's assertions about the necessity of positioning women as autonomous moral agents capable of defining their existence. In addition to the challenges and critiques her work faces, associating Beauvoir with more contemporary frameworks helps inform evolving conversations. The dialogue between her ideas and current discussions about consent exemplifies this. Consent culture advocates assert the need for clear, unambiguous agreement in any interaction and emphasize the principles of mutual respect and acknowledgement of individual agency. Beauvoir's insistence on the relationality of freedom, alongside her understanding of moral ambiguity, provides valuable insight into the evolving landscape of consent and interpersonal relationships. The ongoing development of these discussions demonstrates Beauvoir's lasting influence and the enduring relevance of her philosophy. As we draw this exploration to a close, it is crucial to reflect on how Simone de Beauvoir's work persists in inviting us to confront our own ethical positions in an ever-changing world. Her emphasis on freedom, authenticity, and responsibility remains vital as we navigate our roles within society. How do we balance our identities amid societal constructs? Where do we find the courage to assert our autonomy in the face of external pressures? And how can we engage ethically with others in our relationships and communities? Beauvoir's philosophical legacy illuminates the myriad ways in which we might confront these questions in our own lives. Her insights not only inspire individual growth, but also prompt communal efforts that align with collective liberation. By committing to authentic engagement with one another, we open avenues toward fostering deeper understanding and respecting our shared humanity. In contemplating Beauvoir's contributions, we can embrace moral philosophy as a guide, framing our choices and commitments as part of an interconnected fabric of existence. The journey towards understanding our responsibilities, recognizing our freedoms, and engaging authentically with those around us beckons us to cultivate lives rich in ethical consideration and appreciation for the plurality of human experience. Engaging with her thought encourages us all to consider what it means to live not merely for ourselves, but in recognition of the diverse tapestry of lives that comprise our world.